Kiddushin per gimel mishnah hay. Mekadesh as a isha v'amar kasavar ha'yisi shehi kohenes v'harei hi levia. Person's mekadesh woman, then he says afterwards, oh, I thought that she was a kohenes and she turns out to be a levia. Levia v'harei hi kohenes. Or he says, I thought she was the daughter of a levi and she's a bas kohen. Aniya v'harei hi ashira. Or I thought she was poor and rather she's rich. Ashira v'harei hi aniya. Or I thought she was rich and behold she is poor. It's just interesting to me, and I haven't seen what the gether of rich is. Maybe the Gemara speaks about it somewhere, what the gether of poor is. One thing we know is that we're not going off of Hasameach Bechelko over here. You see that Lashon B'nei Adam, that's not what rich means, you know what poor means. Mamish means rich and poor. Harezo Mikudashas. Too bad he's Mikudashas to her. Bipnei Shelo Hitato. She didn't trick him. Tricking him would have been if she said that she's a Kohenes. Then that's a different story. But here she didn't say anything. Therefore, it's a Devarim Shebelev. He's saying that this is what I thought. I thought that this was true. I thought she was a Kohenes. But Devarim Shebelev ain't on Devarim against what actually happened with his mouth. He actually spoke. He said, Areyat Mikudeshesli. He didn't make any Tanoim. And that which he tries to say afterwards, oh, I was thinking this, and it wasn't that way, that we don't listen to. Mishnah continues, Ha'omer le'isha Areyat Mikudeshesli la'achash es gayer. A guy says to a Jewish woman, he says that he's Mikudeshes to her after he's Misgayer. Ola'achar shetisgayri. Or he says to a non-Jewish woman that he's mekudeshes to her after she's miskayer. La'acha she'eshtachrer. After, let's see, he's an Eved Knani, and he says after he's freed, o la'acha she'eshtachreri. Or he says to a shifcha knanis that he's marrying her after she's freed. He's saying now that the kiddushin is going to be chal then, after it happens. La'acha she'yamas pa'alich. Or he says to a woman that he's behold being mikadosher after her husband dies, ola achash tomus achosich, or let's say he's married to her sister and he can't marry her at the same time, so he's being mikadosher after her sister dies, meaning his current wife, la achash yachlots loch yivamich, or he says to a woman that fell to yibum that he's being mikadosher after the guy that she fell to yibum to does chalitza to her. Now this is interesting because at this point in time, if somebody else goes and is Mekadosher, the Shaila is the Kedushin Tofes. So according to Rabbi Kiva, since Yevama is a Lav, and according to Rabbi Kiva, ain't Kedushin Tofes Mechayvi Lavin. But according to us, Kedushin is Tofes Mechayvi Lavin. So the Taisus Yantif here says that this Mishnah is not a Liba de Hilchasa. However, Rabbi Kiva Eger goes into this. He says, Lafi the Rav actually holds that everybody agrees by Yevama Lashuk, that Kiddushin is not Tofis by there. And therefore, according to Rav, the Mishnah is going according to everybody. However, this is not so Pashut. And even according to the other Mefarshim, that only Rabbi Kiva holds that Kiddushin is not Tofis by Yevama Lashuk. Even if we do hold the Kiddushin is Tofis, it's still a suffix whether it's Tofis. That's how Kiva Eger says we Paskin. And therefore, if a person does this, he gets the Chumras because it's a suffix Kiddushin. Because maybe the Kiddushin is not Tofis, and therefore it's a davar shelo bala olam. Which is like all these other cases, a davar shelo bala olam. All these cases, I'm not sure I said it, but the reason that all these cases is not mekudeshes is because they're dvarm shelo baim la olam. A davar shelo bala olam, a person can't be mekadesh something that doesn't exist right now. That's why all these cases don't work. V'chein ha'omer l'chaveiro, im yolda ishtecha nekeva, harei hi mekudeshesli. Guy tells his friend, if your wife gives birth to a girl, I'm being mekadosher. Ain't mekadoshes. It doesn't work. Again, it's a davar shelo bala olam. Em ha'isa eishes chaver muberes v'hukar ubara. However, if she's pregnant, and everybody can recognize that she's pregnant, dvaruv kayamin, his words stand. V'myalda nekeva mekadoshes. And if she has a daughter, she's mekadoshes. Now, this is still a davar shelo bala olam. It just means, like the Rav says, that we're machmer. Even though she's not mekadoshes to him, this baby, we're just machmer to asa her to marry everybody else. But nevertheless, like the Rambam says, he has to go and be mekadosh her a second time.